We are going to build a 60,000-person arena in Surrey.
All right, that's Surrey Mayor Doug McCallum yesterday on the campaign trail running for re-election, and that big announcement from the Surrey Mayor yesterday to build a 60,000-seat stadium in Surrey. This is Mike Smith, and that's the story we start with today. A 60,000-seat stadium in the city of Surrey. That would be the biggest stadium in the entire country. So we're talking bigger than Olympic Stadium in Montreal, bigger than Rogers Centre in Toronto, where the Toronto Blue Jays play. Wow, 60,000 seats. Where did this come from? Where did this idea come from? 60,000-seat stadium. McCallum telling the Vancouver Province newspaper he's talking to the Vancouver Canucks to try and get them to relocate to Surrey to play in a 60,000-seat stadium. Let's discuss this now with my guest this morning, Surrey City Councillor Brenda Locke. She is running against McCallum for mayor this fall. I'm very pleased to welcome her back. Councillor, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Okay, Councillor, a 60,000-seat stadium in Surrey. What went through your mind when you heard this yesterday?
I mean, initially I was flabbergasted, and I think some of his colleagues were too, because the look on their face was a little bit stunning. But, you know, Doug says he was talking to the Canucks and the BC Lions. You know, maybe he should have talked to Surrey residents first. Surrey taxpayers and families have a lot to say about infrastructure in our city, and this one has never come up.
Yeah, as this okay, that you anticipated my next question. Have you been briefed on this, or have other members of council, were they told about this at all?
No, we have never been briefed on it, and I could tell by the look on the face of the staff that were there, this has never even come across their desk. So, you know, Doug wants to build a 60,000-seat white elephant for millionaire athletes when our own kids are needing facilities right now in Surrey. Unacceptable. We need arenas, we need sports fields and libraries. Surrey is so underserved when it comes to facilities for kids. Our families are heading to other cities for facilities and infrastructure. This is outrageous.
Yeah, when you talk about a 60,000-seat stadium, this would be the largest stadium of its kind in the entire country. You're talking about a price tag potentially in the billions. I mean, it could cost it could cost up to $2 billion to spend something like to build something like this, according to some of the estimates that are coming out this morning. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, exactly. And then the question to him was, has he talked to any partners or the federal or the provincial government? And of course, he said no. He said Surrey was going to build it ourselves. Honestly, I don't. There is no hope that Surrey can build something of that magnitude ourselves. I don't know how many embarrassing boondoggles this mayor has to put Surrey through. We're really done with this. If it isn't his criminal charges, his challenging Uber in the courts, and never forget his canal idea, he comes up with this stuff, and it's nothing but a price tag to residents and taxpayers.
Yeah, speaking of the canal idea, which came out a couple of years ago, it was sort of reminiscent of this 60,000-seat stadium idea that comes out of the blue. Let's go back to 2019 when the mayor proposed this canal thing to turn Surrey into the Venice of North America here with the canal system. Here is the mayor on that idea from a couple of years back. Let's have a listen.
I think as our city is growing, we need to look at things that are outside the box sometimes. Canal, people can walk alongside, they can have food, there's restaurants on the side of it. I've asked staff to start to look at whether we could maybe use roads that are not being used that much right now, because that would provide the land to do it.
Yeah, he was going to dig up some roads in the city of Surrey and dig a canal instead, and actually said he had instructed Surrey city staff to start researching that. Whatever happened to that one?
Well, I think probably staff rightfully convinced them it was not a good idea, but I'd like him to point out the road that isn't being used in our city. Congestion in the city is really a challenge, and transportation networks are important. We're not digging up any roads to put in a canal so he can pretend he's a sailor man, I guess. I'm not sure what that's all about, but it's okay. Kind of crazy.
Well, a 60,000-seat stadium sort of leaves that one in the dust. I mean, I think the canal kind of pales in comparison to this idea, the scale of it. What would you say? You've already touched a bit on this already, Councillor, but what are the realistic needs and priorities for this city right now? Let's forget about some sort of fantasy stadium that I think everyone knows is not going to be built. What does the city actually need to get done right now?
You know, and everybody will tell you about the growth, Mike, and I'm sure you know it. Everybody in Metro knows the growth in Surrey is really quite extraordinary. We need services for families. We are really a city of families. We need sports fields. We need our roads improved. We need a performing arts center. We don't have anything like that. But from my perspective, we have some great lands in Cloverdale. We have to start looking at convention facilities and that kind of thing. This is just a silly notion that came into his head, as many do.
Councillor, thank you for coming on this morning.
Thanks, Mike.